3:07 here at Kate Radio Afternoons with Aaron, and we love talking football. We're going to get you a little taste of the opponents for our Tigers coming up on Saturday night. Home opener at the Gus. Another Tiger team comes to town, the Stuartville Tigers. Garrett Muller, the head coach of Stuartville, joins us. And Garrett, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, you bet, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about your program a little bit, and let's start with last year. How many games did Stuartville get in last year? We know it's a weird season for everybody. Talk about the Tiger season last season.
Yeah, we were, you know, we felt fortunate we were able to get six games in last year, and you know, really ended up being a challenging fall for us. We, you know, dealt with some injuries and COVID issues just like everybody else, and you know, ended up playing a lot of young guys, but you know, ended up looking at it as a growth and learning opportunity. And so a lot of those guys that got opportunities last year, you know, in the fall that maybe didn't expect to necessarily going into the season, are really drawing on and using that experience now to help us find some success here in 2021.
Now, Garrett, when it comes to your team, are you guys in a different section this year or the same?
We're different. Everything's really brand new for us this year. So traditionally, we were in the Southeast District for our regular season schedule, and then we were in Section 1-3A class for football. And so this year, we actually reclassified up into 4A football, and so we're in Section 1-4A for our postseason. And then also moved up into a brand new district now, playing what would, you know, traditionally been some Big Nine teams, and along with Casson and Byron, who we haven't played now the last 2 years, but will be again this year. So we're excited to get them back on our schedule. So, you know, our first three games of the year, we start off with Mankato East last week. We play Albert Lee here coming up this Saturday, and then Faribault next Friday are all three brand new teams for us. You know, I can't say the last time Stuartville's, you know, played those teams in football. So it's fun to line up against some new teams and have some new challenges.
Garrett Muller, head coach of Stuartville, as we're meeting the opponent of our Albert Lee Tigers coming up on Saturday night. And, Garrett, let's talk about a victory against Mankato East. You mentioned a Big Nine opponent. They're a 5A school. You beat the Cougars 47-20 in the opener. Give us a recap of that game.
Yeah, you know, we were really excited with our start. You know, a little bit tough going into that game from a preparation standpoint, not really being familiar with Mankato East. We knew they had some firepower on offense. You know, their quarterback was an absolute stud, and, you know, he lived up to the billing for sure and had an excellent game against us. But, you know, it was a complete team victory for us. We were able to score on offense, defense, and special teams in that game, and we're really able to execute in all phases. Really proud of our young men in our program, and you know, all the time and the effort they put in through the summer and through the first 3 weeks of practice to put themselves in a position last Friday, and we came out and executed at a really high level, you know, played well and came out on top. So you know, we were excited about that week one victory and look to continue to build on that here moving forward into this week.
Garrett, I came upon your podcast, your weekly podcast. By the way, great job with whoever you're with on that.
You.
That's an awesome podcast. To look for it for Stuartville Tiger Football Online. Yeah. Did I hear a young man scored three touchdowns three different ways? Did I hear that right?
Yeah. So Adam Peterson is a local guy here in Stuartville and big Stuartville Tiger fan, and does so much to give back to our community. He's been running this Tiger Nation and Beyond podcast for the last few years. And every fall we get together and do a recap of Friday night's game. And so it's just a lot of fun to kind of rehash through, you know, things that went well in the game and maybe some things that we, you know, struggled with and, you know, things that we can build on to look forward to the future. So, yeah, it's a fun thing we do every week and look forward to, you know, continuing to do that the rest of the year. But, yeah, the kid you're referring to is Owen Sickink. He's a junior for us, does a little bit of everything on offense. He plays kind of a running back, wide receiver, and plays a safety for us on defense, and then is very involved in our return game. So he had a receiving touchdown, a rushing touchdown, and a kick return touchdown last week against Mankato East, all in the second half, and really kind of helped break things open for us. It was a one-score game in the third quarter, and we kind of ran away with it then after that point, and he was a big part of it.
And that's a pretty big night. That's a good season to do things like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
47-20 win for Stuartville. Garrett, I know you're busy. Just one last question. Talk about some of the key players we should keep an eye on for your Stuartville Tiger team coming up on Saturday. And tell us what you know about our Tigers, about Albert Lee.
I guess so. For on our end, we have a couple guys that are coming back from last year that gained some experience and that have really been leaders for us up to this point. Our quarterback, Eli Covetter. He's actually a first-year starter, but feels like a veteran guy. He's been backing up Will Cheddar, who is our quarterback for 3.5 years. He's playing basketball over at Michigan now. So Eli's been working hard behind him, and finally he's gotten his opportunity to run the show for us, and had a great night last week to kick off his senior season. Just does a great job leading and directing our offense. Alex Wood is our kind of our feature running back. He went for over 100 yards last week, and again, just a great leader and affects the game a lot of different ways, runs hard and physical and has breakaway speed as well to finish long runs. Owen Sickink would be another guy in offense for us that does a lot of different things for us in the run and the pass game, and so we'll look to get him the ball quite a bit. Jacob Waitman and Colton Parker are two receivers for us that get a lot of targets and through the air. And then offensive line-wise, we were actually missing one of our returning senior starters, Caden King. He'll be back for us on the field this week, so we're excited to have him back, along with Christian Sackett, Peyton Byrne, John Becker, Drew Anderson, and Shane Brogan kind of round out our offensive line. On the defensive side of the ball, we rotate a lot of guys on that side and try to keep guys fresh and fast. Colton Parker is our middle linebacker and one of our leading tacklers, so he's kind of the quarterback of the middle of that defense for us and does a great job flying around the field. Parker Clevetter actually led us in tackles last week, had two sacks, one forced fumble. So he had a great week on the edge. He plays outside linebacker for us. A lot of those D linemen are similar to the same kids that I mentioned as our O-line, so they do a great job up front for us on the D-line. And then a couple guys in the back end, our safeties led by Alex Larson, who's a two-year starter back there for us. He does a great job at safety. And then we have another Larson, Isaac Larson, who actually had our defensive touchdown last week, took a pick six back to the house. So he does a great job. And then Carter Miller and Cole Jansen are our starting corners, and they did a great job against some really talented wide receivers last week against Mankato East. So pretty well-rounded both sides of the ball, and look forward to a fun night this Saturday. Albert Lee, to be honest with you, we try to take things one week at a time, and so are just kind of learning about him really this week. Last week our focus was Mankato East, and so we got to see their game against Faribault, and yeah, it looks like they had a couple good athletes on the field that we'll have to worry about. But just in terms of, schematically, offensively, defensively, coaching staff, everything's really new for us. So we'll come in there pretty green and try to do our best to adapt and adjust and play well on Saturday night. I know we're looking forward to the beautiful stadium that you guys have down there now on the turf. So we don't get to play on turf all that often, or at least haven't up to this point. So we're looking forward to that opportunity.
Garrett Muller, head coach of Stuartville, as we preview this week's opponent for Albert Lee Tigers. It's the Stuartville Tigers. And Garrett, thank you so much for the time. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you again. Have a safe trip down on Saturday, and we'll see you at the Gus on Saturday night.
Awesome. Thank you.